Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Most events held in downtowns across our state receive some amount of financial support from the town, usually in the form of grants from hospitality or accommodations taxes. Our next guest's highly successful weekly farmers market, however, which closes down a few city blocks each Saturday morning, does not accept any municipal money and is now in their 20th year. Aaron Curtis is CEO of the Soda City Market in Columbia. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
For our listeners not familiar with your market, give us a brief history and overview.
The real origins of the market go way back to 2005, when it was founded by Emil DeFelice as a place for him and other farmers to sell what they produced. Kind of moved around different locations in Columbia until 2012, when at the request of then Mayor Steve Benjamin, the market moved to Main Street, and it has been happening there every Saturday. And today, the market hosts on an average 200 vendors weekly.
And several city blocks of Main Street are closed down.
That's right. We started out on the 1500 block of Main Street. That's where the Columbia Museum of Art is. So we now generally most of the year occupy the 1300, 1400, 1500, and 1600 blocks of Main Street. Last year was the first time we branched out onto the 1700 block, just becoming a place for small businesses to get a great, reliable start. The regularity of the attendees and the regularity which the market has held is just a big benefit and a big draw for businesses who are starting up.
Well, now talk about the fact that you are a private enterprise and you don't request any funding from the city from hospitality or accommodations taxes like so many events do.
That's correct, and it makes us quite unique across the country. We have always been, since the start, a private business. We have never taken any kind of H tax or accommodations tax directly. We do sort of have a relationship with the city where they help us with some services. What's also been great about being a private business in that our first priority is our vendor's income. When you put the vendor first, it really helps to make the market successful and sustainable in the long run.
Now, what are your challenges with this enterprise? Do you have a wait list for vendors now? Is it too popular?
We sort of have a wait list. One of our challenges at this point is trying to really find unique vendors. We've shut down certain categories of vendors for what feels like years at this point. Candles, soaps, jewelry are sort of three big categories where we get literally an applicant every week. Also, you kind of then dilute sales for your vendors. So finding, you know, unique vendors who offer something that we don't have at the market has sort of become an increasing challenge. Although I would say that across the state, really, with our applicants, every week there's someone that we get that's doing something really cool or really unique. So they do come through. And I'd also say just growing at scale. We never envisioned that the market would become as big as it is, like in our wildest dreams, I think. And at this size, you just have to change how you do business. So for example, something that we're doing this year is we're moving to a software that's specifically used to run and set up markets. I think it also provide a lot of benefits to the vendors as well and what that software will offer them. But it's a big change for us. You know, we've run our business sort of on this core set of tools since the beginning. And for the first time, we're switching to something new. And, you know, that's as scary as it is exciting, but will really open up, you know, the next stage of, you know, growth for us to really much more efficiently manage our vendors and again, sort of provide them with a set of resources and tools as well that'll, I think, make a smoother and better experience in working with us.
Well, Aaron, I noticed at your webpage that you've received a lot of favorable mentions from some national publications and some awards.
Yes, we've been featured in Garden & Gun, Delta Sky Magazine, Southern Living, Food & Wine. As a matter of fact, USA Today has nominated us as one of the 20 best farmers markets in America. And this is an award that is won by the public vote. So we've been nominated by USA Today and their board of experts. And now it's up to the public to vote us to win. And voting remains open until April 14th at noon. It's very, very exciting for us and for the City of Columbia.
Well, Erin, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Erin Curtis is CEO of the Soda City Market in Columbia, and we will have a link to the market posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.